This year, police officers shot and killed nearly 1,000 people. Some were unarmed, many were Black. In Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel returned home early from vacation after yet another fatal police shooting in his city. Addressing reporters today, he said the public's trust in the police is frayed to the point that it's broken. And the mayor announced changes he said would ensure the safety of the public and the police.
And we will double the number of tasers to 1,400. While also providing officers the training to use them properly. With the right policies, the right procedures, and the right practices, we can change our officers' perspectives to help them ensure their own safety and the safety of others.
In Los Angeles County, an investigation by member station KPCC found a quarter of the more than 375 people shot by police over a five-year period were unarmed. Blacks were fatally shot at three times their proportion of the population. KPCC's Frank Stoltz takes a closer look at how and when police are trained to pull the trigger.
At the LAPD's training academy, fresh-faced recruits step in front of a giant TV screen. It's a force option simulator, a sort of video game that presents them with scenarios where they have to decide what to do.
You stop a vehicle that has no license plates. You make a right side approach.
Oh, hi, officer.
It seems like a pretty standard car stop. The friendly woman smiles broadly as she leans over to look for her car registration inside the glove compartment.
It's in here somewhere. Here.
Over and over, recruits are presented with armed suspects. It gets their adrenaline flowing. Training Sergeant Bobby Riggs teaches recruits to control their fear and pull the trigger when necessary.
We don't want our officers to get shot at first. You don't have to wait to get shot at before you can use deadly force, because we'd have a lot of dead officers.
In fact, under the law, police officers don't need to wait to see a gun before they shoot someone. They need reasonable belief someone is armed and about to attack.
I see you inside the vehicle! Let me see your hand!
At the academy, recruits are told to look for clues of a weapon. It starts with the call, did someone report gunfire? Then, are there bulges in the suspect's pockets? Do they keep touching part of their clothing as if to check on something concealed?
It's all right.
Drop what's in your hand, sir.
A failure to follow commands, hidden hands, and a furtive movement means it may be time to use deadly force. But KPCC's analysis found those clues don't always add up to a weapon. Between 2010 and 2014, police officers in LA County shot at least 54 people they thought were armed, but turned out not to be. One recruit is told he waited too long to shoot a man who grabbed a gun he didn't notice sitting on a nearby bench.
This is like a tie. He gets a shot at you, you get a shot at him, maybe you both get hit.
Yes, sir.
You can't have ties. You have to protect yourself.
But trainer Anthony Jackson also says the shooting could have been avoided entirely if the recruit had grabbed the suspect earlier, before he got to the gun.
You have to recognize what's going on. And react a little faster, okay?
Shooting someone is a very personal decision, says former cop Gil Contreras.
He's stopped about here.
Back in the 1980s, Contreras was on patrol in Watts when he came face to face with a man with a bat threatening to kill him. Contreras loaded a round into his 12-gauge shotgun. His mind raced with thoughts.
One of them was, geez, this is my guy. This is the guy that I kill in the line of duty. This is him standing right in front of me, right here, right now. And I wasn't afraid.
Contreras prepared to fire when something surprising happened.
His face went soft. He dropped the bat, and he just looked confused to me.
Cops will tell you they actually don't pull the trigger on a lot of people they could legally shoot. But as angry protests have swelled over police shootings, some departments are providing new de-escalation training. They're encouraging officers to take cover and create distance when they can to give them more time to better assess what's going on. At one recent LAPD class, beat cops watched body cam video of a murder suspect charging at an officer in Ohio.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up right now! Stop!
The officer, a 27-year-old Iraq War veteran, continues to back up as the suspect rushes him, begging the cop to shoot him.
I don't want to shoot you, man. I don't want to shoot you.
At the last minute, the suspect stops. It's extraordinary restraint that won the officer praise from the public. But it's a hard sell among cops, says LAPD Captain John Tippett.
You know what? I'm not sure I would have shown the same restraint. It was pretty obvious that the guy intended on harming the officer. And even if he didn't have a gun, he was probably going to try to get the officer's gun away from him.
He says this even knowing the man in the end surrendered. To Tippett and a lot of other cops, the risk was just too great. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.